Welcome to House Talk Radio, where you'll hear from experts across the country educating you on all things house. Here are your hosts, Tony and Wendy Gambone.
All right. Welcome to House Talk Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm here with my co-host,
Wendy Gambone.
And we're just excited about today's show. Usually we are doing a show with a guest, and today we decided to bring in an in-house guest.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's sitting beside me. So if you don't recognize her, you'll see by the end of the show that she's more than just a pretty face. Anyway, super excited today. When you want to guide us to where we're going to go, and I'm going to get the screen ready.
Yes, absolutely. Today, we've decided to do things a little different. Like Tony just said, we are going to tell you a little bit about us and our industry, our Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. And right now, with the way things are going with the pandemic, we feel like that there's going to be a huge surge in working from home. So we put together this little presentation about some different areas that you can convert into a home office. So I'm going to have Tony bring up the presentation.
All right. Let's see if I can get that together for us here.
There you go.
There we go.
Another one over, baby. There we go.
All right. Here we go. And so ready when you are, Ms. Bunny.
Like I said, we are Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. And if you've never watched or listened to our show, you may not know that. So we're going to just give you a little bit of background about Gambone's and who we are. Only it won't let me change to the next slide.
It won't.
Oh, there we go.
Got it.
So I'm Wendy. This is Tony. And along with us, our son, Anthony, helps us run this business.
Don't forget little guy.
Oh, you know, he's why we do what we do. This is Cinco, and he is known as Cinco because he is Anthony Michael Gambone V. And I always used to tease that our son, Anthony, would be 15 before he could spell out his whole name. So it's probably going to be even harder for little man.
Well, Cinco is easier to spell.
Cinco is definitely easier to spell. Mm-hmm. So he is our heart, our pride and joy, and he's 20 months old now.
Yes, he is.
So it'll probably be a little while before he takes over the business, but
well, let's give a little background on him, okay? He can sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. He knows how to say zebra and elephant.
Elephant, yeah.
And I think he has two more swim lessons, and he'll graduate his swimming class. So he's on the rise.
You know, he's a little genius, if you ask me, but yeah. I may be a little partial.
So. Maybe just a little bit, anyway. So
that's us in a nutshell as far as personally, we've been in business here, in Katy, which is right outside of Houston, Texas, for about
a little over 22 years.
Yeah. So we've been doing this a little while. Tony's been doing it much longer than that. He's probably been in the industry, 30 plus years?
Let's not give away all my secrets, okay? Let's just share with them what we're doing in this pandemic season.
Okay,
to help people that are working from home.
All right, so moving on. And so we had this video put together. We're just going to play it real quick here so you guys can get a little background about what we're going to talk about.
Nobody imagined the pandemic the world is going through today. And no one was ready for this lockdown situation either. We know that just like everyone else, you may not be able to cope with this work from home culture. How would you turn your home into an office with your family, kids, and pets roaming around you? Work needs focus and kids need attention. It's very tough to concentrate on the boss's orders when your little one wants you to attend her doll's wedding. And let's face it, you are finding it very difficult to focus while sitting on your sofa or at your dining room table. To feel like an office, you need to have a space that looks and feels like one. Our services will help you build a home office so you can have a workplace vibe and be more productive. We will remodel any room into a home office where your kids or spouse won't disturb you while you're on a call with your team members. Even if you're a housewife and don't need an office, we can build you a study room for your kids. Your kids need a space without any distraction of toys and TV, just like at school, so you can be creative and learn during these days. Contact us to upgrade your house and lifestyle according to current circumstances, because nobody knows how long this state is going to last. Visit our website or call us directly at 832-437-8898.
Okay, so that's a little video we had put together because of everything that's going on. A lot of people don't realize just how important it is to have a dedicated space. And there's several reasons why you want to have a space where you can go and get your work done, whether you are self-employed or if you work for a corporation, it's really important, first of all, so you can be more organized. Because I think if you're working at the dining room table and you have stuff all spread out and then it's time for dinner, you have to pile it all back up. The next morning you go to find what you were working on, it may not be so easy.
Well, the dog might eat your homework.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Everything's possible, right? And as we know, everything is starting to change with the virus pandemic. And that's probably a show in itself, but yeah. What we've noticed that just in our own space, okay, we office from home, and we have an office where we have two desks where we work together. And it didn't take long before Wendy moved me into this office here where we have our studio, because she seems to think that when I talk on the phone, it's too loud and she can't concentrate. And, you know, we do have a grandson here.
Yes.
And he's kind of loud with the nanny from time to time because he's having fun. And so we have found that a lot of homeowners, a lot of husbands and wives are in a, what we like to call a life-threatening situation. I mean, because it's wearing on their marriage, it's wearing on their family, and it's wearing on themselves. So we thought creating a space that would be more efficient for them, whether it would be, I don't know, there's all different parts of the house, right?
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, you know, like Tony just said, it's so important to have a dedicated space, mostly because like self-employed, maybe not as much as for people who are in corporate to be, give a more professional look. So if you're doing Zoom calls.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that.
Like now.
I fear disagreeing with you, but the thing of it is before, if you were an entrepreneur and your spouse were an executive or worked out of the house, now you're still at home as an entrepreneur, but now your spouse is back at home as well.
Right.
So your territory has kind of been invaded. Mm-hmm. And now with school not opening up sooner, the whole balance of work from home has changed.
Oh, no doubt.
And you can't hang out at Starbucks that much anymore like everybody used to either.
And that's the whole, you know, you want to be more professional, and that's where I was going. If you're at your dining room table or at your kitchen and you're doing a Zoom call and the kids are running back and forth behind you or the dog's running around jumping and barking, that's not a very professional setting. Mm-hmm. And so to have, you know,
don't forget about Sarah wanting her dad to play judge the
dolls.
Beauty
or go to her doll's wedding, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's just an awesome.
And that happens. I mean, you've probably seen all the funny YouTube videos.
But what happens when that parent, out of just a response, a reaction, they're at work, gives that face or that snarly remark, and then that child has to deal with that. So there's a lot of phases to this process.
Absolutely.
That are very important to have a really better workspace from home.
Yes, and like you just said previously, there's so many areas of your home that can become that dedicated workspace.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of them.
Yeah.
And some are very budget friendly. Others will cost you a little bit more if you're more inclined to have a bigger space or just transform a whole attic or garage or...
Well, I mean, let's take a look at this. First of all, we have been reaching out to some companies in the area here in the Houston area to see if, you know, what the opportunity moving forward, what's the new norm going to be? Are more people going to work from home? We think so.
Oh, absolutely.
Are companies going to be saving money because of that? We think so.
Yeah.
Are they not going to have to offer an in gym experience in their corporate offices now or daycare in those offices? We think so. So they're going to have extra money, extra revenue. Are they going to help participate in helping a homeowner or an executive or a work from home person create a space in their house where it's more beneficial for them to be professional in their office space?
And in doing so, they'll probably save, as a corporation, so much money.
Well, we all know that it's the bottom line of the bonuses received for the higher executives. So speaking from that angle, I don't think it's going to be an issue. What I think has to happen is people need to start calling into their office and saying, listen, you know, we know that you've already given us money for a scanner or a printer.
Or even a computer.
For different things. Okay.
So they need to get their jobs done.
Right. So I think that's a conversation that's going to be taking place. And I'm excited that we've had the opportunity to jump ahead of that as far as we know. And so, you know, it's just a... Here's that office phone ringing.
Yeah, there you go. Work, right?
But that's what I mean about work from home, mm-hmm. right? It happens. And it's we have to be more transparent about this. It's not going as good as we'd like it to do. So I think there's opportunities inside the companies we work for to get a little of assistance with that and contact either us here in the Houston area or whoever's in your area that, that you use as a remodeler, mm-hmm. you know? And so let's
do your homework.
Yeah, make sure. And let's just go over it when you put together a great presentation here of the different spaces that we could do things.
So the first one is the game room. A lot of the houses here in this area are two-story, and they have the open game room upstairs, flex room, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes people just make it a media room. But with that, you can hear all the noise coming out. This would be an awesome space to convert into an office. You close it all in. You can even make it soundproof, right?
Oh, absolutely. You would want to do that because it echoes because of the high ceilings. And you want to make sure that there's a door that you can close behind right. to keep Sarah out with the dolls.
Now, would this add value to a house?
I believe it will. Now, we are taking away part of the game room upstairs, mm-hmm. but we are adding a office space. And if the new norm is people working from home,
yeah.
I know that there's builders now already designing homes with a home office space
exactly.
there because
yeah.
of the new norm.
Yeah, this would be probably for older homes. But as you see, you want to close it off. Here's the not so finished, but enclosed view from inside the new office space. And then I was wondering, okay, so what's the outside going to look like where you close it off? But this makes a perfect art niche, I think.
I love that. I love that term.
Yeah, it's just you put a nice piece of mm-hmm. art in there and it'd be a good maybe conversational piece for you.
Yeah. Maybe you post the name of your company out there.
Oh, there you go. Big logo.
Probably won't get away with that. But anyway.
Not in the house. So the next space that is a good place to convert is the formal living room. Like I said, the older homes had these formal living rooms that are now the newer homes. They build a study and something different.
But. You know, we're here in Houston area, okay? It's fourth largest city in the country, and we've been in a lot of homes. And they, when you walk into the front door, you have a left and a right room on the left and the right. And on one side is the formal dining room, and the other side is the formal living room. In today's market, we don't use those rooms very often. And sometimes we have dining rooms set up for big dinners and stuff. But that formal living room space can be closed in like this. And look at the space provided for that.
Yes, it's so a huge office.
You are adding value to your home.
And also with this, if you just look at the pictures, there's this particular space that they built in. It has the windows, which you can have. If you have kids, it's a great way to be able to keep an eye on them. If not, you can just have all walls and for more privacy. And
well, I don't know. You're 100% right. There's a lot of options.
Yes, so many options.
But in today's market, and we got to think ahead, who's going to be buying homes, right? Mm-hmm. The generation coming up, okay? They don't do formal very well, mm-hmm. okay? They want open. They want to be able to see.
Yeah.
So the windows add a cheerful, open,
definitely adds a lot of light, and it brings in light from that window to the other rest of the
which makes
there,
your work environment a lot better.
Yes, more pleasant for sure. And you want a pleasant work environment. I was chatting with somebody this morning about even if you bring in, if you're doing your guest room, you want to sometimes maybe even bring in a decorator to help you make that space even better so you're more productive.
Yep.
So this is actually one that we did. It's not so much an office, but they homeschooled their kids and they needed a good study space. How many kids? Three, four?
Three. But this was, if you see the door over here on the left side here where the cursor is, that's a doorway into the kitchen. So this is a formal dining room and across the hall was the formal living space that their the husband of the house, the father of the house, had his office set up there. So they needed a space to, for homeschooling and for the wife, the office as well. So this is what we did. We kind of built this in here.
Painted.
It's got quartz countertops. Yeah. It's got all soft closed drawers and stuff. It's got under cabinet mount lighting and plug strips. So it's all clean, nice and clean. And you can see they kept the same rug, kept the same floor, so they minimized a lot of things. Of course, we painted the walls and everything. But this provided a great space for children at this time were in school and they come home and do their homework there. And mom was still in the office and she didn't have to be bothered to go into the living room or the kitchen to
check in on them.
Or to answer their questions for their homework.
And I like to call this one of the more budget friendly options. If you're big, well, I mean, it's a guest room that you can transform into an office. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. A lot of people need that guest room. They need it to be a bedroom. And so why not a Murphy bed? And yes, I was surprised to find out they're still available and they have some really cool ones.
Yeah.
Like some really cool ones.
Yeah. I it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And when we talk budget friendly, some people might consider a card table and chairs,
okay,
and a laptop or a tablet or their phone budget friendly.
This versus building out a garage or an attic space.
Well, what we're talking about is adding value to the space in your home. So when resale comes down the line, you don't have to reconvert it back to what it was. This is always going to add value. And the whole Murphy bed is a wow factor.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I was surprised by all the new beds out there. So anyway, this is an option. Turning your guest room into a office space. Built-ins, desk, all that fun stuff. Oh, these are so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have minimal space that you can use to convert into an office and you don't need a whole lot of privacy, this would be a good option.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot of spouses out there like myself, you know, they don't have much room in their closet. So they're using the spare bedroom closet. Now, that might be a challenge for you. But if you're able to share a closet, you have a big enough space to keep your clothes in the same closet as your wife's, then this here could be a very good option. And this would be budget friendly because even if you look over here where there's just a shelf, a desktop and some filing cabinets, this is a spot where you could, if you're an empty nester, get away from that loud speaking husband of yours and gain access to it.
And I think it doesn't have to be a bedroom closet. It can be like there's closets in game rooms upstairs or in the living room that have the double doors that are deep enough. It would be a good spot to convert into a closet.
And it's also a good space to create for your children in their bedroom. Let's just say that there's not a closet, but sometimes there's a dormer space, you know, with the window there and everything. So you can create these kind of things very quickly and create a better environment for work.
I like the first one. See, it's even got a little bench you can have client in.
Well,
as long as
it's a small client, I think your dog would probably be sitting up there.
Probably
anyway,
so. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the bigger options are garage conversions, and a lot of the garages around here have the extra bay where you put where you can park.
There's a third car, so it's a two-car garage with a third car in front of one side of the garage,
right? I guess for boats or
It's optional when they build the house. It becomes optional to have an office there, or some people like to have two cars or a boat or, you know, something parked in there as well.
And we've actually built out closets because the master put it up to that, and we've made closets bigger, but great option for an office.
Yeah, and so if you just have a two-car garage, okay, because you don't need that third bay. If you have a two-car garage and you have two spouses at home and you have three, four kids and you're out of room already, okay, you can turn that two-car garage into two offices because it's usually 20 by 20. You can make two 10 by 10 office spaces.
That's a good space.
What's your average size bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. And it is plenty big enough and you can soundproof the wall between it. And that way there's no interruption. And a lot of times you can take the garage door out and put a window in and an entrance.
Exactly.
Okay. And then on the other side of the garage, there's usually an exit into the yard, which is a gate space where you can do that as well. So you can have private entrance, or you can have clients come through one office to the other and still entertain clients from home.
Yeah, and that's a good option if you do have clients coming over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is just, you know, it's like it's a little bit less value, a little bit less expense than adding on a room to your house because the room's already there. You just have to convert it, okay? Maybe some insulation, some air conditioning and heating in there, but this will be the next level up. A bigger expense would be adding a room on to your house.
Gotcha.
And this is the same idea as the garage, because mm-hmm. you would.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't even realize they have enough space in their attic
mm-hmm.
to put anything in there. So, mm-hmm. but then you have to be careful with that too, because if there's the HVAC unit or the water heater that has to be moved, that could get costly.
Well, this is why we tell people, don't try this at home. Okay. You want to make sure that, what's a good analogy? I mean, you can watch videos now all the time. There's YouTube videos on how to do everything, and there's HGTV, and you know, that really creates a lot of business for us, because people call us in the middle of the project and they surrender.
Yeah.
Right. So I always try to say, we could probably go to court. Mm-hmm. And represent ourselves, keep the YouTube video close at hand, but we'd be a lot better off with a lawyer, because if we didn't get it right the first time, we wouldn't have to practice in jail to get to the next space. Mm-hmm. And when I say practice in jail, if you've ever had a construction project in your house go wrong, you are in jail.
You're held captive until it's all taken care of.
Right.
That makes sense.
And you know, the when you go in front of the parole board, which is bringing in another contractor, they're thinking, oh, we got them now. So just be careful and do your homework on these different projects.
All right, my favorite. All right, he was talking about the loud phone talker spouse. Well, if you have the room, and of course you have to have the space and the budget, like Tony said, you can just build a whole separate building to have an office space that later on, what if you have to go back to the office downtown or wherever, you can convert it to a man cave or a she shed.
Well, what's really funny about this, because everyone listening has seen that commercial.
Yes.
Where she's talking about her she shed.
Sharon she shed.
and the husband, you know, he's got that look, but, right? The one that we're not supposed to show, and he did it on television. But the thing of it is this is a perfect concept. Mm-hmm. I mean, because what happens if everything goes back to normal in 5 years? It's a great space for your children. It's a great space for
according to a gym.
Yeah, there's a yoga.
Yeah,
yoga. You know, studio, and there's a whole bunch of things that this can be utilized for, and it will add value to the sale of your house.
Most definitely.
And if you look at the shed itself, I mean, it's kind of big to have delivered in your yard, but they do deliver ones mm-hmm. like that, depending on your property and stuff. So you can minimize a lot of that stuff where you just have someone come in and do the build out inside. So it's just another option as well.
Hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
And that pretty much sums it up for the
conversions. Yeah. And it's really, I'll tell you, great. You did a really good job with putting those pictures together. Now, some of the work we had done ourselves and some of the work we found images of, okay? But the images are what we use to show people what they can do in their homes, okay? One of the things that's really important is just make sure to do your homework, make sure that you're hiring a licensed or a insured contractor, and make sure, we like to make sure that we're all on the same page, seeing the same vision. So whether you draw it out on a napkin or a 3D
design program,
make sure you understand what's taking place in the process so that you are not surprised or held captive at the end of the project.
Or the budget doesn't just get away from you, because that can happen.
Yeah, that's very important. And, you know, the other thing is if you can provide your executive office, your boss at work, or HR, however that works out, a description of what you're going to be doing, it's more likely that they might get involved in helping you do that project. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like kind of, I like to think of it as if I was in an executive position and I was going to college or bettering myself in classes, they're going to pay for my continuing education. If I'm going to better my home space to accommodate their process so they can make more money, I like to think that they're going to have that opportunity to help me with
because
that
productivity
well.
Equals more money typically, so
absolutely right. Absolutely. So great little show today.
Yeah,
we're going to do more of these. We've had requests for us just to do shows without guests and just do some education pieces. I just want to make sure everybody knows that they can find us at Gambones, GAMBONES.
Yes.
CHI.
Sure.
I've only had that last name for 64 years.
Yeah.
So, but if I pause sometimes, they say it's better. Anyway, so Gambones with an S, CHI.com. Check us out. Hit us up on Facebook or YouTube or
Yeah. If you have suggestions for shows, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah. You can email us at info@gambonescri.com. Would love to have you on the show if you're a specialist that works with people in houses, whether it's an insurance position all the way to a remodeling contractor or someone that has an idea that we haven't heard about. We're always looking for that kind of stuff. Yeah. So make sure to join us every Wednesday here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for listening to House Talk Radio. We'll be back next week with another distinguished guest. You won't want to miss it. And don't forget to check us out at housetalkradio.com.